Nun Gimel, Sif Havis. Oy men shnir tzidu yishtabach me'umet. And the Chavis sounds like only the Baal Tzvile. The Chavis says, yishtabach standing up. So that he should say immediately after yishtabach kaddish, and he doesn't have to stand up. But l'maisa, which the book points out that in the Simen Nun Aleph Siv Zayin, in the Ramot Mashma, that our minig is that we, even if someone davening by himself, also stands up for yishtabach, and that's the minig. Kamavan, a person who has a hard time standing up, room to be lenient and standing up on yishtabach. It brings also the Mishnah Berurah that in yishtabach there are 15 words of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shir, Shvach, Hal, V'Zimra, to the word Me'ata. One should be very careful not to be mafsik in the middle of those. You should not have to say them in one breath, but you should not be mafsik by saying anything. Siv Beis, Elam Yishtabach, Elam Kein, Omer, Bol, Shoma. Yishtabach is the bracha at the end of the Sukkot Zimri. You should only say that if you say Bol, Shoma in the beginning, and also Sed Ksas, Sukkot Zimri. You also have to say part of the Sukkot Zimri, like we saw before, you have to say at least Asher. Since it's a bracha as the Sukkot Zimra, so a person who finished before Yishtabach shouldn't finish as Yoshua and take a big gap between that and Yishtabach, because you're not supposed to be mafsik in Yishtabach and the bracha afterwards. If a person is a chazan, so he can't just finish off Yishtabach and then take a break before he says the Kaddish, because the Kaddish is supposed to be immediately after Yishtabach. In such a case, you should leave a little bit of the Psukhi Dezimba before and take a break over there and then finish off Psukhi Dezimba and say Yishtabach afterward. The person has to go to the bathroom after he finishes also Yoshim. The Yerlochim brings that he should say over Ashrei before it says Yishtabach, so he should have also, like we said before, not a big gap between Psukhi Dezimba and saying Yishtabach.